It's Earth Eats. I'm Annie Corrigan with your midweek snack.
Oh, look at all this asparagus.
Chef Daniel Orr is picking around his garden again, like he has a way of doing, snipping off some random asparagus as he goes. It's another lesson on growing your own food today, but not asparagus. My apologies, it's actually about potatoes, something just as tasty. He doesn't grow them in the ground, the potatoes, actually. Nope, he does something a little bit different.
Right around St. Patrick's Day, I fill up my baskets, and these are, you could use any type of basket, whether it was plastic or terracotta or one of these old wooden orchard baskets, and fill it up with a nice composted material, and then you plant your potatoes in it. Now, the way that you you plant potatoes is you get potato seed potatoes, and you cut them into little pieces, and you always want to have each piece have a few of the eyes on it. And then you let those dry out for a day or two so they build kind of a little barrier, a moisture barrier. And then you plant them kind of eyes up into your compost. The great thing about this is that they're so easy to harvest. That it keeps a lot of the moles away from them because they're protected. And when you're ready to make that potato salad for 4th of July, they'll be ready. All you have to do is dump the basket out and you've got a bunch of potatoes. But let's see if we can see some of these little potatoes starting. So you can see right here, here's a it's a little baby potato growing on the root.
Potato nubbin.
Yeah. And let's see if we can, yeah, there we go. Get a few little baby potatoes. So they almost look like little eggs. So a lot of people don't know the way their food grows. And I think that that's one of the fun things I like to share with people on Earth Eats is how where their food comes from and what it's like.
So now this is also something it seems like I could do in my apartment.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. If you have, you know, one of these baskets, you can fill it up, and we got it about for 2 or 3 years. We've got some really nice potatoes here.
It's a pretty plant, too.
Yeah. Oh, you'll see it later. It's going to bloom and have nice nice flowers on it, although I wouldn't probably eat these flowers.
I was going to say, is this something we could forage? Probably not.
Yeah, I think that's not even the deer like potatoes.
That's a sign.
Yeah.
That is definitely a sign.
Okay.
A man with asparagus and potatoes. We're cooking with gas right now, folks.
I think we see a frittata coming along or something.
Oh, frittata. I love frittatas. But he actually ended up making this amazing egg, potato, asparagus, cheese, salad type thing that I've actually incorporated into my own home cooking. It was that life-changing. But you'll have to stick around in the coming weeks to hear more about that recipe. I promise it's coming up, but you gotta stay with us. Thanks for checking us out today. Earth Eats is a production of WFIU Public Media, and I'm Annie Corrigan.